It went very well indeed. I must confess that I didn't attend the graduation ceremony back in the 70s when I graduated from Southampton in history. I rather wished I had, and today's incredible ceremony sort of made up for it, actually, but it was great fun.
What was it like sitting on the podium with the sea of smiling faces before you?
Well, of course, the main point of the ceremony was not me, but all the graduates, and it was quite moving, actually, to see each one of them setting out, as it were, on the rest of their lives after their time at Southampton. So it was a lovely occasion, actually, very, very well organised and orchestrated, and quite a sort of visual spectacle, which, as an art historian, I rather appreciated.
You did history here. How was it? What are your memories?
I very much enjoyed my history degree here. There was some incredibly good staff on the faculty, I'm sure there still are, but very good medieval historians, Colin Morris, in particular, the professor, was a very, very inspiring teacher, and I loved it, actually, and I nearly went on to do a postgrad history degree, actually, but sort of switched to art history for reasons that I forget, but there we go.
When did you start to find your interests ranging from history to art history?
Well, actually, it was as part of the history degree, because we were able to do some art history courses. There was an art history lecturer on the faculty then. I don't think there is now. So I did a course on 18th century British art, I think, which in fact turned out to be my special period when I came to do my PhD. So definitely Southampton had a really big impact on my formative years. Yeah.
And valuable to the day job now, what you're doing now?
Well, yes, of course, because I've stayed in the arts ever since. I worked first in the National Maritime Museum and then at Tate Britain, and now the Art Fund, which is a charity supporting museums. So I've been, you know, a museum professional, if you like, since my mid-20s, really.
Is it still a good field for young people to go into? We hear so much doom and gloom in these turbulent times.
Well, yes, it is. There are difficulties about, you know, a lot of the running costs of museums are under great scrutiny at the moment. And my big fear, and one that I've talked a lot about in my new role as Director of the Art Fund, is that the curatorial expertise, which lies at the sort of heart of museums, indeed the soul of museums, will be under threat, because it's very easy to cut a curator from the staff, because you can still open the doors in the morning and the public can still come in, and it's only a year or two down the track when you need to change the display or mount your new exhibition that you find that your expertise, your missing expertise, really costs you. So it's a long-term problem, and I hope this round of cuts this autumn isn't going to mean that, you know, some of the stuffing is taken out of museums in terms of specialism.
You still think, though, that history, art history, are very worthwhile subjects for young people to study?
I believe it passionately. I think, you know, you can't have a world that's solely utilitarian. I think what makes, you know, living worthwhile is the things that lie beyond work. Thinking about one's position in the world, reassessing the way one relates to one's fellow human beings. And art is a way of making you constantly rethink the way that you operate in this life. So I think there's actually nothing more fundamental than art. So yes, I would defend it to the end.